Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the ninth chapter of Masechet Sotah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. So speaking of the corpse that was found in between two cities, and they need to measure to the nearest city, the Mishnah asks in Mishnah Dalet, Me'ayin hayu modedin, from where would they measure? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mitiburo, they would measure from the corpse's navel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mechatmo, but Rabbi Akiva says from its nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mimakom Shenasa Chalal Mitzavaro. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says they would measure from the place that made it a corpse, from its neck. Let's look in the Bart Neuro, who will explain these different opinions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburo, Rabbi Eliezer says from its navel. Ksavar Iker Chiyusa Mitiburehu. He feels that the center of life is in the navel, because that's where the digestive process takes place. Food is digested there, and he feels that's the most essential biological quality. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mechatmo, but Rabbi Akiva says from the nose, Iker Chiyusa Mechotmohu, he feels that the center of life is the nose, Dichsiv, and he bases his opinion on a pasuk, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Be'apav, anything that has the breath of life in its nostrils. And the third opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Mimakom She'naser Chalal Mitzavaro, the place where it was made a corpse, namely the neck, De'en Kori Chalal Elamin Hatzavar, because it's only called a corpse because of the neck. Kidichsiv, and he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Atzavrei Chalei Rishayim, on the necks of the corpses of the evil. Hilkach mimenu hu modedin, therefore they measure from there, Kidichsiv El HaChalal, they measure to the corpse. So based on that verse in Yechezkel, he seems to feel that corpse automatically refers to the neck. V'halachik Rabbi Akiva, but halacha lemaisa, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and the place from which we measure would be the nose. Mishnah Hey. Niftru Ziknei Yerushalayim v'holchu lehen. So the sages who came from the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, they would measure, and then they would leave. Ziknei Osa Ha'ir mevi'in Eglas Bakar. Then the elders of the city that was measured to would bring a calf, Asher lo ubad ba, that was never worked, asher lo mashcha ba'ol, that never had a yoke put on it, ve'ein hamum posel ba, and if it has a blemish, that doesn't disqualify it, because this is not a carbon, this is not sanctified, so a blemish would not disqualify it from use. Umoridin oso lenachal eson, and they would bring it down to a rocky valley, ve'eson kimishma'o kashe, and eson is understood in its usual sense, meaning hard. Afal pisha eno eson kasher, and if the place that they bring it is not hard, it doesn't disqualify the process. It still works. V'arfin oso b'kofitz me'achareha, and they break its neck with a hatchet from behind. U'makoma aser milzroa u'ma'avod, and the place where they conduct the ceremony may not be planted and it may not be worked. U'murta l'srok lo pishtan u'lanaker sham avanim, but it can be used for soaking flax or for chiseling stones in the future. Again, let us look in the Bart Neuro. Niftru Ziknei Yerushalayim, the elders who came from Yerushalayim go home. She'enan boin ela limdod, because they only came to measure, kidichsiv, as the Torah tells us, v'yetsu zikonecha v'shoftecha u'modadu, that your elders and your judges come and they measure. Afal pi she'eno eson kasher, even though the place where they conduct the ceremony may not be hard, it still works. Sholonemar eson li'kuba ela lemitzvah. It's not ma'akev. It wasn't set as an exclusion, that if you don't do it in a hard place, it doesn't work. It's just a mitzvah to do it in a hard place. Bekofitz, a hatchet, sakin gadol, it's a large knife. Umakoma aser, the place where the ceremony is conducted may not be used, le'olam, forever. So even today, if there's a place that we know that the Egla Rufa ceremony has been carried out, we may not plant there. Umutr l'srog sham pishtan, but you can use it for soaking flax or for chiseling stones. Avoda she'enu begufa shel karka. You can do some form of labor that's not in the land itself. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, asher lo yavod v'lo yizra, tells us that the place where this is conducted may not be worked, may not be planted. Mazriya miyuchedes shehi begufa shel karka, just like planting is something that's inherently done on the land itself. Af kol avoda shehi begufa shel karka. Similarly, it only prohibits any sort of work being done to the land. Plowing, planting, watering, those kind of labors may not be done there in the future, but that doesn't mean that you can never set up a kiosk there, that you can't do some other kind of business. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue our chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.